A boy is walking in the forest. He has a bow and a few arrows in his quiver. He knows that there's a lion ready to pounce on him at any moment. He walks a little bit forward, and he hears a rustling in the bushes. He quickly pulls out an arrow. He aims, he fires, and he hears a bang. It hit a rock. It was just the wind. He walks a little bit further. He only has two arrows left. Again, he hears a rustling in the bushes. He aims, he fires, and it was nothing. He only has one arrow left. He walks a little bit further, and he hears a roar. The lion is right in front of him. He pulls out his last arrow, and he aims, and he knows he has to make this one count. Rabotai, the Jews walked in the desert, wandered in the desert for 40 years. For 40 years, because of their sins, they were cursed that they would all die over the course of the 40 years before they entered the land of Israel. It wasn't a daily occurrence. It was more of a grand one, a grand annual one. Every year on Tisha B'Av, the entire Jewish nation, 600,000 people or whoever was left, would dig their own graves and go to sleep in their graves. In the morning, some of them woke up, but not everybody did. Every year this happened, until finally, on the 40th year, when there were only 15,000 people left, 600,000 divided by 40, 15 a year, 15,000 people left. They all dug their graves, as usual, and they went to sleep, and they all woke up. The Gemara tells us how they were all so surprised. What happened? Maybe we miscalculated. We look at the moon for our calendar, it could be that we made a mistake. So they went again to sleep that night, and they tried again, and they all woke up in the morning again. They did it again and again until finally the moon is full. And they said, it can't be that it's the ninth of Av. It must be that the time has passed and that the decree has been nullified. It must be that their tefillot, their prayers to Hashem, were successful. The Gemara says, therefore we celebrate the day of Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av, as a holiday, because that was the day that they stopped dying. They realized that they stopped dying. The question is, what changed? 40 years, they're praying away. You can imagine a nation is cursed to die. They're not going to sit back passively and just let themselves be killed off. Every year, can you imagine what it must have been like at the Arvit of Tisha B'Av, at the night of Tisha B'Av? They must have been praying away, davening and imploring of the Ribono Shel Olam, please Hashem have mercy, don't kill us. You can imagine they weren't sitting back. For 40 years, 600,000 people cried. And they all still died, except for the last 15,000? Why? Is it not strange? What changed? I once heard from a Rebbe in Shalvim that the answer is like this. True, they were all praying. They were all crying. They were all really, really intensely praying to Hashem to have mercy. But in the back of their minds, they had one little statistic that was holding them back from being sincere. The chances of me dying this year are 1 in 40, 1 in 39. The chances are not 100%. And that little statistic in the back of their minds inhibited them from truly, sincerely praying to Hashem and noticing that Hashem is totally in charge. And when they didn't put that mindset into their prayers were ineffective. Rabotai, it was the last year when there's nobody left to die. There are only 15,000 people left. That's when it matters. That's when they had to pray and they meant it and they were successful. We come to Elul. We come to the month of doing Teshuvah. And we say, I'll go to Slichot, but I'm not going to do Teshuvah. I'm not going to repent until Rosh Hashanah. I have time. We come to Rosh Hashanah. So full, I can't possibly pay attention right now. I can't do teshuva now. I'll repent during the week of Aseret Yemei Teshuva. It's funny, we say it's 10 days of Aseret Yemei Teshuva, but it's really 7. And before you know it, it's all over. And we stand at Kol Nidre. We come to Shul on the night of Yom Kippur, and we have the same. I'm so full, I can't do teshuva now. I'll do teshuva tomorrow. The morning of Yom Kippur, the same thing. I'm so hungry. I'm starving for caffeine. I can't concentrate. I'll do tshuva later in the day. Finally, we get to Ne'ilah. It's the last tefillah, it's the last arrow. We've used up all of our opportunities. If we don't use it now, then there won't be another one. This is the line of Ne'ilah. This is the arrow of Ne'ilah, faced with the line of doing teshuvah. It's either daven or die. We better aim well. Woo!